sound good in the church.
But still they work.
That's a family.
We're still having fun. Still the one.
Okay, ladies, you follow me. And then you keep doing that.
But
still the one who can scratch my itch. You're still the one.
Hi, this is Davy Jones, and you're tuned in to Anything Goes with Lise Avery on this terrific radio station.
And it's 11:18. That, of course, was Orleans and their mega hit, Still the One. And I've got Lance Hoppen, founding member of Orleans and the bass player for Orleans on the line. Good morning, Lance.
How are you, Lise?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm here in Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville. I was going to ask you that, as a matter of fact, because people ask me, are you still in Woodstock? But you guys live full-time in Nashville, Tennessee, do you?
I do. My brother Larry, the other co-founding member and the voice, the radio voice of Orleans, moved to the Orlando area, Florida.
Oh, that's sissy.
So he and my other brother, who's in the band at this point, live down there, and myself and our drummer, Charlie Morgan, live here in Nashville.
It's a happening place for musicians. A lot of guys, and I hear it's just beautiful.
In some ways it's much like upstate New York in the Catskill region, mm-hmm. with the rolling hills and the greenery.
Only a little warmer?
A little warmer, but it's been very temperate and crazy this year, as we all know.
Okay, fair enough. Now, you guys did form the band in Woodstock in 1972, and mm-hmm. you formed it with John Hall, mm-hmm. who wrote many of the songs that we all are familiar with, and the late Wells Kelly.
That's right, the original quartet was the four of us.
Okay, and Rolling Stone magazine christened you the best unrecorded band in the country. When was that? It was probably when I was listening to you, right around 1972, 73.
Well, it was obviously before we were recorded, so I don't know if you heard us or not playing live. But mm-hmm. It was prior to the first release, and we were the fair-haired lads and the underdog. suddenly, when you record, the reviews are not quite as favorable. But our first album came out in 1973 on ABC, the same month that the first Steely Dan record came out, and right around the time first Chaka Khan Rufus album came out. So,
oh wow,
it was a good class of '73.
Absolutely, and that's the one that is just titled Orleans. Is that right? That's the ABC. That's the one that's on ABC.
Right, with the burlap cover.
Okay, fair enough. That one's not out on CD, is it? I was seeking it.
It's available in Japan. It's amazing. Everything's available in Japan. Even the obscure second album, which never got released in America, only overseas. So these things are findable, but they're not easy.
Very interesting. I'll see if I can track it down with my wily ways. You got signed later to Asylum?
Yeah, what happened was our second album, we self-produced. ABC didn't like it at all. Even though it had original versions of Dance With Me and Let There Be Music,
kind of in
raw form, not hit records, but the way they were made. But those songs were heard, among others, when we went to showcase back in New York City by Chuck Plotkin, who was the head of A&R at Asylum and became our producer, and resurrected those two songs. Let There Be Music was the title of that album, and Dance With Me was the first hit off it, and it was through his mentorship and production that he turned us into a hit act, not just a cult kind of undercurrent following.
Isn't it amazing how that happens? You just run into the right person with the vision of what you can become, and then all of a sudden your life just takes a completely different course.
It is, and you know, just to further that story, we played Max's Kansas City for 7 nights in a row, 2 sets a night, 3 on the weekend, and I believe it was the very last show, the very last one, where we were beat up and dog-tired, that Chuck managed to come hear us. And even under those circumstances, and at the last minute, he heard the band and heard through everything and said, yeah, I want to do this. So,
That is amazing. I have to tell you, just on a personal note, my brother, who was in college at the time, who's the one who turned me on to your band, was at one of those gigs. He's a professional musician and a music therapist and has been to his share of concerts, and he still remembers that particular performance at Max's Kansas City as one of the most extraordinary performances he's ever seen.
Well, in those days, you know, we were young, we had oodles of energy, and we were just excited all the time, and there was a kind of kinetic thing coming off the stage, unbridled. The albums were tamer and more pop than we were live. You know, we were more an R&B bar band, really, playing that in college concerts and such. Mm-hmm. But we made the transition into mainstream radio.
It seems to happen that way, I think. Everything gets dumbed down when it is put into a recording somehow.
And you know what? Dance With Me was very atypical of what we did. It was an anomaly. It was a different kind of style than the 95% of what we did. And as a result, instead of going out on tour with Little Feat or the Doobie Brothers or something, we went out with Melissa Manchester.
Wow.
And it was a completely different audience. Presented its pros and cons.
Now, speaking of Still the One, I'm hoping that you can help me with the story about the Bush campaign using Still the One in 2004 and how Mr. Hall, who is now a congressman, reacted to that.
All right, so we're making a quantum leap here from 1975 to 2004.
Well, just because we just played the song. I'm not into chronology, Lance, so you know.
So all along the way, John was very politically active one way or the other. He was anti-nuke before it was popular. He does the research. He knows his stuff. And so he was actually the driving force, the original impetus behind the No Nukes movement, the MUSE, Muse. And following that forward, politically active, and an Ulster County legislator and school board member and all that stuff. And not Republican, I think that's clearly understood by our fans that we lean more toward progressive and liberal and have supported candidates in that vein all along the way with respect to everyone else's ideas. But when the Bush administration, which we're not fond of, used Still the One for the reelection campaign, they did so without any kind of permission. They didn't get a license. They didn't even ask.
Wow.
And this is a violation of not only just courtesy, there's legal matters here. And so having your intellectual property attached to promoting an agenda you're not fond of is an insult. And it's not the first time that, was refused. So John got upset and wrote a letter, I believe it was, to cease and desist using his song in the he and his wife ex-wife Joanna,
yep,
are the authors. So he said, no, you can't do that. And it got press, and it was controversial because Mr. Bush's ratings weren't so low as they are now at that time, and we got a mixture of support and hate mail along with it. And but it was the turning point where John decided he might actually get active again. I think somebody said, you can either gripe about it or you can do something about it. Mm. And it prompted him to throw his hat in the ring for congressional candidacy, and he won the election.
Right, and well, if those who are fans of Stephen Colbert probably saw yeah. founding Orleans member John Hall a couple of times.
Oh, that's so funny.
Being
I like
made,
that.
I believe, is what is, I don't remember what Colbert said, something like "I made you" or whatever. It was. So, well, go ahead.
Yeah, he was on twice. It was very, very funny.
And you're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery, and I'm speaking to Lance Hoppen, one of the founding members of the group Orleans, best known for Still the One and Dance With Me. Well, while we're on controversial subjects to make you pull on your collar just a little bit, I got a question for you, Lance. I know you're prepared for it because we were
sure.
emailing. Tell me about Waking and Dreaming. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with all of the names of the Orleans albums, that album is notorious, famous, emailed hither and yon as one of the worst album covers ever to be created because you took your clothes off?
Well, it's really amazing the kind of notoriety that cover has gotten in retrospect, because it was nobody said anything about this back in the 70s or 80s or whatever. At some point there was somebody, I forget his name, who created a website, just a guy, you know, who said you know, top 10 or top even top 100 worst album covers of all time. And so it was one man's opinion.
Right.
And there are really some, I mean, just some god-awful, horrendous, totally laughable album covers that we're amongst, and among the bad, you know, it doesn't look so bad, but
hey, it don't look so bad to me, but yeah. You know,
what's really funny,
I'm female.
There's a book that goes with that now, and we're actually on the cover of the worst album covers of all time. So,
oh Lord!
The good news is that, you know, no press is bad press, so
absolutely.
It gets talked about. And what happened was we really didn't have any agenda over, we had no concept for a cover when Asylum sent us to the photography studio of Norman Seeff, very famous pop photographer. And we shot a bunch of different things. And at one point he just said, you know, you guys got to loosen up, whatever, take your shirts off. So we just followed orders, and that's what it was. It's just shirts up, you know, shirts only. And the real thing about that cover, Waking and Dreaming, it's a two-sided cover. On the front, four of us have our eyes open, and John in the center has his eyes closed. And on the back, it's the reverse, so hence Waking and Dreaming. So it's really a total concept, but nobody seems to relate to that. They only see
the flesh,
naked,
baby. It's the flesh.
Flesh, young guys. And all kinds of conjecture. And what's really
conjecture?
Conjecture about what, you know, what
okay.
we are.
All right, fair enough. I didn't even take it that far.
Yeah, and just to be clear, there's no gay vibes here, and
not that it matters.
Pro or con? It's just like it's just shirt nakedness. And what's really bizarre is there's a Pablo Cruz cover from the same era. I forget the name of that album, but they have bare legs showing amongst their bare chests, and
No. Nobody
ever made a mention of that.
It's
you know?
Shocking.
Yeah.
And you are tuned in to Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery, and we're talking to founding member of Orleans, Lance Hoppen. And, well, I still want to ask Lance about what it was like to all of a sudden have top 10 hits and talk about his upcoming concerts. But I hope you can stick around, Lance. I'd like to play another track from one of your albums.
Please do.
I've got Dancing in the Moonlight here, and I've got the title track queued up. Now, you guys didn't write this one.
No, but we have a long history and connection to the song dating back to before the original hit.
Is that so?
And would you like to hear that story before or after you play it?
No, you know what? Let's play the track, and then we'll make everybody stick around, and then we'll hear that track, the story from Lance Hoppen here on Anything Goes. It's 11:30 and a half, you guys. 45 degrees out there and cloudy. And here's Orleans with Dancing in the Moonlight.
Every night, and when that moon gets big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Everybody's dancing. of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things light. Everybody dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the
Goes. We're talking to founding member of Orleans, Lance Hoppen, and he promised us a story about dancing in the moonlight. What do you got, Lance?
Well, prior to Orleans' formation in 1972, my brother Larry was in Ithaca, New York, and in a band there with the writer of the song, Sherman Kelly, who is the brother of Wells Kelly, our original Orleans drummer.
Okay, wow, okay.
And there was a bunch of people came to this band, so but Larry, Sherman, Wells, and so they played that song from the inception and actually had the original recording of it. Bafalongo did. So when Wells quit the band in 72, it broke it up, and Larry followed Wells a month or two later to Woodstock to join John Hall and begin Orleans. But the other faction of that band went on to become King Harvest. Sherman Kelly, the bass player Doc Robinson, who became the lead singer on the hit version that King Harvest had. So Bafalongo, in effect, split into Orleans and King Harvest after that, and King Harvest had the hit, but even Orleans played Dancing in the Moonlight at every show in the very early days until there was a hit. So we go all the way back to that 69 version, and on the new DVD and CD, which is that we cut that song studio in 2005. That's our most recent studio CD. It's the title cut, but we also performed it on the DVD and CD set that's out now called We're Still Having Fun, and there's some interview footage from all of us interspersed with music, including Sherman Kelly, who was at the concert and commented on all that I just said, the writer of the song.
That's great, and we can actually purchase that DVD. I've seen it. It was a PBS special, right?
Well,
special.
That's a different thing. We did a PBS show called The 70s Experience.
Okay.
My music series, and we're prominently placed in that. But we also have our own full 2-hour DVD of a concert from August of 2006,
okay,
which was as John was leaving and Fly Amaro, his replacement, was coming in. So they're both on the DVD, and the material runs all the way back to first album, Please Be There and such, all the way up to stuff we hadn't recorded yet. So it's a kind of a it's a contemporary performance of the history of Orleans.
That's neat. And you're tuned in to Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery. We're talking to Lance Hoppen of Orleans. Now, I don't want to run out of time, Lance. We got to talk about your upcoming gigs here and your website. Tell everybody if they want to get up-to-the-minute information about Orleans.
Right. There's to find out about everything, just go to OrleansOnline.com, OrleansOnline.com. And from there, you can, there's lots of video content, there's audio, there's a lot of written content, there's all kinds of things available for the fan. And there's also, you know, how you can buy this or that or the other thing, because they're often spread out into different distributorships, but that's the central place to find out about everything, including our touring schedule. So
okay.
OrleansOnline.com.
All right. Well, let's tell everybody about the you're doing three gigs here in the New York metro area, mm-hmm. one out on Long Island at the Bolton Center for the Performing Arts, and that one's this coming Friday.
That is actually the hometown of the Hoppen Brothers.
Oh, really?
Based
You're
Long
a Long Island.
Island
boy?
Yep, that's where we all grew up.
Oh,
and,
Lord.
So we played the venue last year, I think it was summer or fall, but it was the first time we'd been home in so long. And to play, we were actually, Bolton Center is what used to be the movie theater on Main Street.
Oh,
so
no.
We used to go there as kids, and I remember seeing the Batman serials and such, so that's how old I am. But we're returning to that venue. In fact, when we played the date last year, it was like 2 45-minute sets with a break in the middle I have. And by the end of the break, the promoter, we already had this date set up, so that's how successful it was. And that's a very nice 250-seat theater, very intimate, nice place to play.
That is way cool. That's, you guys, if you want to look it up online, it's the Bolton Center for the Performing Arts in Bayshore. It's at 7 o'clock this Friday, and the tickets can be purchased at something called ovationtix.com. So you can check that out if you would like. And then the tickets were going to be given away, and here in New Jersey, Saturday, April 5th, you're going to be at the Carl Pfeiffer Performing Arts Stage in Wyckoff.
Right. I've not been there before. Here it's quite nice, but I'm less familiar with the venue.
Okay. And the number to call if you want tickets for that, guys, is 201-891-2081. That's 201-891-2081. We will be giving you a chance to win yourself a pair in just a minute or two here on Anything Goes. And then you guys are doing a benefit on Sunday. Is that right, Lance? Tell us about that.
Yeah. So from Friday, where we grew up, we're going to New Jersey and then up to Woodstock, New York, which mm-hmm. is where Orleans grew up. Was John had had a house in Woodstock, and that's where we congregated in 1972, and spent, you know, 20-25 years being based out of Woodstock, New York. So we are going back to that hometown to do a benefit for the Queens Galley Soup Kitchen, which runs out of Kingston, New York, and they feed 7,000 meals a month without a lot of questions asked. So it's a really cool organization, and we're happy to be doing that. We're having guests, Robbie Dupree, who's a longtime friend.
Oh,
he
nice.
And he and I shared a house, actually, up in Woodstock when we were both scuffling. And Joe Bouchard from Blue Oyster Cult will also be on this show, so we'll be doing, you know, Don't Fear the Reaper and stuff like that. So it's going to be a very cool show. And those three, you can find all the details simply by going to Orleans Online to the tour dates page, and it'll link into where to buy tickets and such.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you so much, Lance. I'm really pleased to hear your music again, and it was I was telling the Anything Goes listeners a little bit while earlier, since I've been listening to Orleans since I was about 11 or 12 years old, when I saw you guys in my inbox, you know, there's just some sort of you get this secret thrill. It's kind of like going back to Bayshore to do a gig at the movie theater. It's just like, oh my goodness. You guys still in touch with John Hall, the congressman?
On occasion. He's quite busy, as you know, by email. Yeah. And there's an outside chance he'll show up to the Bearsville show, but not likely because there's Congress votes and this and that he has to do, but whenever it's possible, he does.
There's a lot he has to keep his eye on.
That's true.
Well, thank you so much, Lance. It was really a pleasure to meet you, and also by email to meet your brother, who seems to be the smart aleck of the group. And I hope you guys have wonderful, successful gigs. I'm going to try and make it down there, but who knows? I'm always flitting hither and yon. But thanks very much. It was a pleasure to meet you, Lance.
Pleasure is all mine, Lisa.
Well, thanks very much. Be well, and
bye-bye.
Hopefully we'll be in touch.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And right now here on Anything Goes, we've been celebrating Miss Nora Jones's birthday. She's 29 yesterday. So here's one from Nora.
Round and round, carousel has got you under its spell. Moving so fast, but going nowhere. Up and down a Ferris wheel, tell me, how does it feel to be so
Hi, this is Jay Lenhart, and you're tuned in to Anything Goes with Lise Avery, that fox. Thank you.
All right, you guys. I got two pairs of tickets to see Orleans at the Carl Pfeiffer Performing Arts Stage in Wyckoff, New Jersey, this coming Saturday, April 5th. Doors open at 7. Show is at 8. If you'd like to attend, give me a call at 201-692-2012. I'll take a caller at random, 201-692-2012. Good luck.